The Bush administration is not happy with Russia's latest move to effectively dismember one of its neighbors. Russia's parliament voted to recognize the independence of two breakaway regions of Georgia on Monday, and today Russia's president signed a decree making that decision final. The American Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, immediately called this regrettable, but there is strong support for independence in these regions, including the one we're going to next, South Ossetia. The decision to recognize them as independent came much more quickly than the South Ossetians expected. NPR's Ann Garrels is there.
Like a wedding parade, South Ossetians drove through the streets waving Russian and Ossetian flags and spraying champagne to celebrate the Russian parliament's decision. Their goals, independence, then marriage with Russia, suddenly seem within reach. Mary Kachmadova sobbed at the news, caught between joy and the exhaustion of years of conflict. Why, she asks, has it taken so long? Why has it taken so many lives to get everyone's attention? Instead of celebrating, many Ossetians had more pressing needs, getting the lights back on and fixing their bombed houses. Ultimately, Sofia Alburga says Moscow is her only hope.
Only Russia can save us. If it weren't for the Russian army, we would have been wiped out entirely.
Russia has supported this isolated, impoverished region since it broke away from Georgia in the early 90s. Like most people here, Deputy Foreign Minister Alam Pleva already has a Russian passport, even though the international community continues to insist his region is part of Georgia. He says Russian recognition of South Ossetian independence will be followed by other countries like China, Belarus, and Syria.
The first step is independence. Then we will determine whether we want to be with our brothers in North Ossetia and Russia or remain independent.
On a good day, the South Ossetian capital, Skhinvali, was a sleepy backwater. The economy has survived on Moscow's handouts and on the illegal trade in drugs, arms, and counterfeit $100 bills. Young people have left. The population now is less than 70,000. 23-year-old David Karsanov believes everyone will return now there's the promise of real independence. But he and every other Ossetian interviewed said the thousands of Georgians who lived here until earlier this month cannot return. In a backlash, after Georgian troops came in, Russian and South Ossetian forces razed the Georgian villages on the outskirts of the capital. Looted and burned, they're now nothing more than heaps of rubble. With each stage of this struggle, positions harden, rumors become facts. The latest, black American soldiers accompanied Georgian troops 2 weeks ago. Everyone repeats the same story, though there's no evidence to substantiate it. Ossetian officials describe how Georgian soldiers ripped open the bellies of pregnant Ossetian women. Despite the lack of any proof, this is now part of Ossetian mythology. Konstantin Golovkovuk is a commissar for the youth movement attached to Moscow's ruling party. He's in Skhinvali to help pave the way for independence. He had no doubt President Medvedev would recognize South Ossetia soon. While it might worsen relations with the West, he says Russia's prestige and honor are at stake. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Skhinvali, South Ossetia.